you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Tuesday, obviously. It's February 12th, 2013. And as mentioned yesterday, I said that on Sunday, I went and saw a special viewing of the movie Home Run that's coming to our area in April, April 19th at the Beverly Theater. And I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. In fact, as I mentioned yesterday, I was moved to tears. I had misty eyes a few different times, but I had a couple points. Big old round tears were coming down my cheek, and I was glad that where we were viewing it at Windsor Road Christian Fellowship that the lights were kind of down, because I had time to wipe my eyes and hopefully they weren't quite as bloodshot or red when the lights went up. But it's a powerful movie, and I said that there was a chance that Gary Wackerlin, who's involved with Celebrate Recovery, could come and be here at the studio. So before I introduce him or have him introduce himself, let me quickly do a shout out for the Singing Men of GNN and then open up with some appropriate verses for today's topic. Great rehearsal, guys. I'm enjoying seeing some new faces of men that have started attending the Singing Men rehearsals, along with some seasoned veterans that have returned. So it was great being with the guys last night. And in fact, a handful of us stayed till about 10:30, talked about the group, shared life together, and then prayed for God's direction on the men and the ministry opportunities ahead of us. Well, Gary Wackerlin's in the studio with me, and I know what we're going to talk about, so let me share a few key verses with you. Psalm 119:45, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. Now the parallel verse that Jesus quotes in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, refers back to this Isaiah 61, and is very similar, and these were Jesus' words. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom from the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. And 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So, Gary, I know your schedule. You fit me in quickly between two appointments, an earlier appointment, another appointment you have to race off to, but you're passionate about Celebrate Recovery. You're involved in bringing this movie to our area. You're helping launch it and get the word out, you and your wife, Carol. And so, rather than have me introduce you, you had a unique way of introducing yourself to our group on Sunday. So maybe start with the introduction that oftentimes you've learned to give, even though initially it was a little awkward. There's no shame in it, because it's something that God's taken you through. So how about introducing yourself and then also sharing why you're so passionate about Celebrate Recovery?
Well, Mark, as you know, our Celebrate Recovery meetings are every Friday night. I always start out after our first worship song, and I just say, welcome, everybody. I'm glad you're here. My name is Gary, and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. also recovering from alcoholism. And, you know, 5 years ago, I would have been terribly uncomfortable making that statement in front of anybody. I didn't even like to hear it myself. But now, now it's just a part of who I am, and that part of me God is using to try to help other people that might have similar situations in their lives. So that's pretty much what I do, and we all do, as a matter of fact, not mm-hmm. just me.
And I like the transparency in that statement and how you share it, because it's kind of your identity, but it's not that much of your identity, because your identity is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's redeemed you and walked you through alcoholism and has brought healing and change. And yet you still know that, like anyone who has addictions or habits, and Celebrate Recovery, what's so beautiful about the ministry, it just doesn't reach out to those maybe struggling with alcoholism, but it could be sexual addiction, it could be emotional issues, drug addictions, any kind of
anger, food, money, yeah. I mean, you name it.
But those things don't define us when we follow the Lord Jesus Christ anymore, do they?
that's the celebrate part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to be lost in our addictions or our behaviors or our issues, but we can get lost in a new life.
Well, tell us a little about Celebrate Recovery. You're kind of mentioning some of the things. You meet on Friday night, every Friday night at Windsor Road Christian Fellowship, and it's open to anyone. I've attended and seen what you're doing and was very blessed by the testimonies, by the sharing, by the topics that were discussed, by the ways you honor the Lord Jesus Christ, the kind of the methods. It's, if you will, for some people maybe unfamiliar with Celebrate Recovery, it's kind of like a Christian version of AA, if you will, but Jesus and God are honored and introduced and highlighted, and it's part of that healing process that you want to walk people through. So tell us a little more than what I'm sharing about Celebrate Recovery.
Well, you know, when I first got involved with Alcoholics Anonymous and I started to go through the 12 steps, there was no question in my mind that these steps were inspired by God, even though we didn't approach them the same way we do in Celebrate Recovery. But every step is supported by Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And what we say is there's two big differences. One is that Celebrate Recovery is for any issue. It's not just for alcohol and drugs. It's for any of the baggage that we carry around through our lives. And secondly, and most importantly, is that there's no question about who our higher power is, and that's Jesus Christ. So, you know, we meet every Friday. We have lots of people come in, new people every week. We have worship, we have lessons, we have testimonies, and we have breakout groups that are gender-specific. So that's a little bit about it.
And it was something that you were introduced to some years ago as you were struggling through life, some life changes, some challenges. In fact, I've known you for many years, a leader in the Christian community, a banker, a business person, very active. But behind the scenes, what many people didn't know is that you were struggling with addictions. And I think Carolyn introduces herself as an enabler.
Codependence.
Yeah, codependence or an enabler. And so even though somebody can be walking with the Lord, and I'm thinking we have a lot of different listeners from all walks of life, some that are very involved in the church, senior saints, some that are being introduced to that concept that God loves them. But even Christians can struggle with addictions, with all these different things that you've mentioned. Isn't that true?
We live in a world that makes it impossible not to suffer from the you know, the pressures that the world brings on us. So whatever it is, you know, those are the issues that you can bring to Celebrate Recovery, and those are the issues that block us from having a real relationship with God. So I believe everybody carries around things that, you know, probably most of which never get spoken about.
And you came to a breaking point some years ago where you couldn't overcome this addiction on your own. And so I know you went for some treatment, for some counseling. When did Celebrate Recovery get introduced to your life? Because now you kind of, in a sense, headed up locally. You and Carol are the catalysts. You're the passions. You're maybe the face behind it locally here in Champaign-Urbana. But when were you introduced to it where you saw the value in, wow, I appreciate this ministry. I want to help bring healing and hope to local people here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area.
Well, I mean, I had been through AA's 12-step program, and I was, you know, looking for ways to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had heard about Celebrate Recovery. It started at Saddleback Church in California, and right now it's a ministry in over 14,000 churches around the world. So we did some investigating and talked to our pastor, Randy, and felt it was a great ministry to bring to not only our church, but to the community.
And so you and Carol began?
It wasn't just us. I mean, we have a team of leaders that are helping us. So you need it because it's, you know, there's a lot to do and a lot to organize.
So say somebody's tuned in right now and they're starting to say, gosh, you know, maybe I'm struggling with some of the issues that have been mentioned, or I know somebody that could really benefit by Christ followers coming around them, encouraging them, talking about it openly. I think even in this movie, and we're going to talk about this in just a minute, but that's one of the things about the main actor. He's like, I didn't know people in church discuss this kind of thing. This is all new to me. And so there might be somebody that's, maybe there's a little hope beginning in their heart and mind that, wow, there's a church that's reaching out, or there's a group of people that deal with these struggles, and some of these people are even believers, and they follow Jesus, and they still struggle. That gives me hope. How can they find out more? How do they get in touch with the local Celebrate Recovery on Friday nights?
The best thing to do is just show up at 6 o'clock at Windsor Road Christian Church, and we have a newcomers class every week where we, tell people about what we do and what, you know, what kind of things they can get involved with and how it works. And the hardest step is the first step mm-hmm. through the front door, but I promise, you know, that they'll feel welcome and the reception will be good. And again, we'll have a newcomers class every week. And, you know, like anything else, Mark, some people love it and keep coming back, but other people say, you know, this is something that I just can't do every Friday night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but we generally have a pretty good crowd of people, and we have a core of people that show up all the time.
Mm-hmm. And what I appreciated about it in the times that I've attended, it's a very safe environment. It's an environment where when you break into the smaller groups, it's, you know, men with men, women with women,
right,
and various topics are appropriate for the group that you're involved in. And do you still have that meal? Is that what happens at 6 o'clock before the session?
Yeah, we serve a meal every week from 5:45 to 6:30, and then we have worship, and then we have a lesson or a testimony, and then we have our breakout groups.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to call and find out more information, I mean, obviously it's 6 o'clock or 5:45 if they're going to come for the dinner time, 5:45 at Windsor Road Christian Fellowship, which is on Windsor Road in Champaign. But is there a phone number to call for more information?
Well, I mean, my number, you can always reach me at 377-5651 if you have any questions. But, you know, most of the time people will call me during the week and kind of get a feel for it, but all you have to do is show up, mm-hmm. which is the biggest step.
And that's at the Windsor Road Christian Fellowship Friday nights, basically 5:45, if you want to come and join in on the meal and the fellowship, and then the actual
6:30 we start worship.
6:30. It's Friday nights, each and every Friday night, and if you need more information, you can call Gary at 217-377-5651. That's 217-377-5651. And maybe you just want to ask them some more questions, or would it be appropriate for this age group or this person, or could I bring somebody along? How would that be? And he would be happy to answer all those questions. But it's a great program. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the impact it's had on you, Gary, and Carol. And I've seen some people, I have an anger issue. I've seen some friends share the transparency. I'm a perfectionist, and I deal with anger, and they will share openly, this is the thing that God revealed into my life, and this group has helped me walk through these waters, and so I highly recommend it. It's called Celebrate Recovery. Is there also a website if somebody wants to know a little more about Celebrate Recovery?
There is a national website through Saddleback Church, but we have a Facebook page that people can go to. Celebrate Recovery Champaign.
Okay, Celebrate Recovery Champaign. Those of you that have Facebook, just type that in your search engine and you'll come right to it. Is there a posting yet about this movie Home Run that I think is so powerful?
It's all over Facebook, and they have a Facebook page as well. A website, www.homerunthemovie.com. You can watch trailers. You can learn all about it on their website.
On Sunday, I had the privilege of being invited to attend as a media representative, and I know there are other pastors and church leaders and, if you will, some influencers in the community that came out. I saw a former coach with the University of Illinois and some other ministry leaders. And as I mentioned yesterday and referred to at the beginning of this program, I mean, it's a tearjerker, but it's a powerful transformational story. And this was put on and sponsored by Celebrate Recovery?
No, I guess I want to make sure that we understand that this movie was not born through Celebrate Recovery. The directors, and that's the reason I showed the little clip ahead of time, that the two directors that you saw speak were personally impacted by Celebrate Recovery, and they wanted to do a movie that featured somebody or some group of people in this case that all had different issues. And Celebrate Recovery became a part of the movie because of the way it impacted them personally. It's not a
It's not something they just dreamed up to promote.
I mean,
well, it does such a great job. I mean, I was so impressed with, as the one individual, the main actor, is reading a brochure and you saw Celebrate Recovery on the front of it. I thought, wow, what an effective way to promote Celebrate Recovery. But this is actually a couple individuals.
It's a better way.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it even has more credibility in my mind. And it's well done. I had a pastor friend said, Mark, is this going to be one of those cheesy Christian films that, you know, is poorly produced and the acting is subpar and so forth? And I told him I rated a high B plus. I said it kept my attention. I was moved by the storyline. I mean, it's got like a love story in it. It's got a lot of different issues that are addressed. The actors are colorful and the facial expression. I mean, these are professionals. I was like, wow, these are like Hollywood actors. These are well done. This isn't just they got some cast from the church group to come out and act. They have a lot of good characters. Their storyline as well. There's depth to each of the caricatures of what they're representing. The ball player looks like a ball player. And I loved it. I love the power in the story of the relationship between two brothers, the relationship with their dad, who's an alcoholic, right, the consequences of how they were raised, the poor choices they made, the impact that their lives had on others, and just all the different things you learn, and how people judge other people without knowing all the information, and just how God redeems it. And the storyline, too, like there's one point, I won't give much of the plot away, but there's one point where you're thinking, okay, he's going to overcome this alcoholism. And you kind of see him turn away from the refrigerator. Next thing you know, he wakes up in a stupor, vodka bottle, whatever's on the bed. And again, he chose poorly. But it was real realistic. And then some of the characters in the Celebrate Recovery group, I'm like, wow, I don't know if they typecasted these individuals or these are real people struggling that overcame these addictions. But it wasn't just alcohol. It was drugs. It was anger. It was, you know, an individual that was always emotionally put down as a child. And I'm like, wow, they cover so many wonderful topics. And it's so well done. And I love the ending. And for those of you women, there's a great love story in there. And yet for you women that wonder why guys struggle with certain things, I think you'll learn some things. For guys that maybe didn't have the ideal role model and a dad or something, I think you're going to learn some things. You're going to grow through it. If you were like me, I identified with many facets of it. I thought, wow, this is powerful. And I think one of your promotional pieces states that this movie could have a profound impact on our community. And I think that's why you and Carol and the team locally here at Celebrate Recovery are so passionate about getting the word out. And that, I think that's another reason why you fit me into your schedule today, because you had lots going on and you drove all the way out here because you think that God's going to use this home run movie in people's lives. Am I right in my enthusiasm towards this?
Well, I think everybody is going to see themselves in this movie somehow and see the power of not keeping that a secret. You know, I've said hundreds of times in my own story that it wasn't alcohol that would have killed me. It was the resentments and the secrets. And that's what people carry around because they're afraid what other people will think. They're afraid, you know, they're disappointing somebody. But all the while, you can never get better as long as you hang on to your secrets. And really, that's what I think unfolds through this movie is that, you know, these issues start to surface and people start to talk about them, and that's when healing begins.
And I think there's that biblical mandate, and Jesus references it, about bringing things out into the light. And I think initially he was so hesitant because of hurt, because of brokenness, and he saw other people experiencing healing as they talked about it. And you would see at certain points in this movie, and they were real creative in how they did this, they had the audience all around them and the speaker speaking, and then suddenly there was no audience. It was this as if the speaker was speaking directly to him, and so he started to get it. And then he saw that he was in a safe environment, and that comes through, like all of us that follow the Lord Jesus, providing that safe environment so that people can open up and share and they don't feel judged or put down or ashamed. And I think that's a thing that Celebrate Recovery does effectively locally and what is done through this movie is it's a safe environment to learn some concepts and some truth, and then to know that God's behind it and God is the one that transforms that individual and just the life change. So the movie is coming to our area April 19th. It's going to be at the Beverly Theater. We have a lot of time to be talking about this, but this was the first chance. I just saw this movie on Sunday, Gary, and I just felt I wanted people to be aware of, be looking for more information about Home Run. You'll hear Gary's voice in the coming days encouraging you to attend. We want to get many people out. And this is one of those movies that I can wholeheartedly endorse. I think the message is great. I think it'll have an impact on people's lives. God is honored through it. And there's a redemptive message. It's just really, and it's well done. And it's honoring to the Lord. And I think will be used for his kingdom purpose. So put April 19th down on your calendar. But don't go the one time. Go and see it and then return with friends and family members and maybe see it again. And like I said yesterday, to a friend, well, his name is Pastor Jason Schiffo. He's my co-host on Wednesday and Friday. I said, Jason, I want to go to this movie with you because I want to see you cry during it. So it's a tearjerker, but it's a good point of tears and celebration and sharing. So again, to find out more about Celebrate Recovery and how maybe you can attend or you can send a friend or encourage others to become a part of the healing process through whatever they've gone through, you can call Gary at 217-377-5651. That's 217-377-5651 for more information. And also that movie Home Run is coming to the theaters, the Beverly Theater in Champaign, April 19th. That's the Friday night. So put that on your calendar and we'll have more to say in the coming days. Thanks, Gary, for sharing and coming out.
You know, I hope we can talk again before April 19th.
Well, Gary, we'll certainly have you back. Thanks for coming out this morning. Let me close out with a few verses. Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:13, you, my brothers, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Ephesians 3:12, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Wow, what a concept. Approaching God with freedom and confidence. And James 1:25, but the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.